Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Michael Pintabona.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. Today is your special edition of QNN for the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade.
Tonight, the diverse gay and lesbian communities of Australia and from around the world gather to say something to the entire world. This is a celebration of whoever you are, of being happy and being proud of it.
Joy 94.9 was there broadcasting live across the community radio stations of Australia.
We are perched above Oxford Street, getting ready for about 135 floats and over 8,000 people ready to march by.
We bring you excerpts of the live broadcast. Joy's own Dolly Diamond summed up the mood on the street, but also brought awareness to the importance of Mardi Gras.
So many people around the world that don't have this opportunity to be gay and proud and out like we do. It really is easy to be frivolous and to just enjoy yourself, and why should we not? But there's so many people not having that opportunity, so let's spread the bloody love tonight, because I tell you what, we've got a lot to be thankful for here at Sydney Mardi Gras.
People on Oxford Street talked about what Mardi Gras meant to them.
Free expression.
Oh, Mardi Gras is great. This is our 19th year straight, and we're from Harvey Bay in Queensland.
What does Mardi Gras mean to you?
Mardi Gras means a celebration of individuality.
Mardi Gras means to me the celebration of my marriage to my partner.
Mardi Gras is the best celebration of gay pride ever.
Sydney Mardi Gras is the longest running event of its kind in Australia. 15 floats highlighted the issue of gay marriage this year, and more than 1,000 police officers and dozens of paramedics patrolled the parade route, and there were no reports of arrests or major incidents. Mardi Gras is worth about $30 million to the New South Wales economy.
To other news now, former High Court Justice Michael Kirby has launched an exhibition celebrating 40 years of gay and lesbian counselling services in Sydney. The CAMP exhibition recalls the birth of Australia's first GLBTI activist organisation and provides an interesting insight into the lives of gays and lesbians living in our country during the 1970s. The CAMP exhibition runs until the end of March.
Another federal Labor minister has broken ranks. This time, Transport Minister Anthony Albanese has said he'll protect gay rights and looks forward to the party debating gay marriage at its upcoming national conference. After attending Mardi Gras, he told TENS Meet the Press that although he would not state the way he will vote at the conference, he said he'll stand up for gay rights as he's done for a long time. He said, quote, history moves on, and guess what? The sky doesn't fall in.
Good news for fans of leather. The Melbourne Leather Pride Festival is set to go ahead next month. It was feared that the event would again be cancelled after changes to the festival board saw last year's event canned. But festival organisers are looking forward to a great event between April 8 and 26.
A lesbian couple are making worldwide headlines after welcoming quintuplets to their family. The couple already have an 18-month-old baby girl and are over the moon about their five new arrivals. And the local community is rallying around the couple, organising an army of volunteers to help out look after the little tots.
And briefly in other news, R&B star Rihanna has disappointed gay and lesbian fans at this year's Mardi Gras after party by not headlining the event, despite rumours to the contrary. And next week, Dominic Hannigan and John Leon will enter the newly elected Irish government as the first openly gay politicians elected to Parliament in Ireland.
To QNN Sport, in Toronto, after a successful inaugural season for a gay gridiron team, the city is about to enjoy an entire gay gridiron league. After word spreading around the community, now several teams have been formed. The organisers are saying it's creating a homophobia-free environment where players can be themselves. And Steve Davies, who recently became the world's first openly gay professional cricketer, now says he hopes to support other gay sports people to come out of the closet.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Michael Pinterbonner.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from 3Joy, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. I'm executive producer Eric Williams.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.